Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Deuteronomy chapter 7. In verse 9, the Word of God says, "Know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God." Young people, listen to this carefully. The Lord considers Himself to be your God, and He is your God. You must also consider Him to be your God, because that is reality. If you do not consider Him to be your God, you're not living in reality. Know that the Lord your God, He is God. He is your God, He is God, and then it says that He is the faithful God. In 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful. God is faithful. He called you into friendship and company and fellowship and all these wonderful things that have to do with a relationship with His Son. And that, of course, is Christ. So He called you into this and He is faithful. Very frequently it happens that people wonder if God will be faithful. Maybe we ask something and we're praying and we're not sure that God will be faithful. Or maybe there's a situation and we need God's help, but we're not sure that God will help us. We're not sure that He'll be faithful. The Bible tells us all about God. That's why it was written, so that we could know Him. And it tells us that one of His most important characteristics is that God is faithful. There's a few characteristics of God that you have to get your mind around, accept them, appreciate them, know that they are reality toward you. Number one, that God loves you, and He will never stop loving you. No matter what happens, He will never stop loving you. He loves you. Number two, He saved you. And that's never going to change. If you accept Him as your Savior, that is to say Jesus as your Savior, then you are saved. He saved you. You cannot go into hell. That's extremely important to know. Number three, He's always going to be merciful to you. No matter what happens, because you belong to Him, because He loves you, He will always be merciful to you. He's not going to beat you up. If you make a mistake, He's not going to pummel you because you made a mistake. If you make a mistake and you come to God with it, He's going to help you with the mistake. He's going to help you fix whatever's wrong. He's going to make things better for you. But also, one of the other things you absolutely have to know about God is that He is faithful. He's extremely faithful. The fact that God is faithful means that He's never going to leave you, and He's never going to forsake you. He's never going to leave you behind. He's never going to quit on you. He's not going to get tired of you. He's not going to say, "Oh, you blew it." He's always going to say, "You're precious in my eyes." He's always going to say, "I love you." He's always going to say, "You belong to me. You're my beloved." He's always going to say, "You are special to me. You're important to me. You're valuable to me. You have great worth to me." God will always say that about you. Why? Because He is faithful and He will never stop being faithful. He's always going to be kind to you. Why? Because He is faithful and He will never stop being faithful. Now, sometimes we go into these trials, and the trials can be of various types. Sometimes a trial can be simply a very difficult situation. Maybe somebody gets sick or you get sick, and we hope that never happens, but it does happen to people in general sometimes, and it's always possible that it will happen to us. We pray that it doesn't. But sometimes it does, and that's called a trial. Or a trial can be just a difficulty like you have a family and you don't have enough money. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe things went bad for you somewhere and for a time in your life things are tough. Or maybe a trial is in your relationships. Maybe people you were friends with and that you cared about, all of a sudden it showed that they were not your friends and they did not really care about you. And that can happen to people also, and that is another type of trial. There's also a type of trial where you have this urge and it comes from Satan and is directed at what's called our old sin nature, which is in our DNA, to commit sin, to do things that are wrong. Sometimes friends will come and they try to urge you to do something you know is not right before God. And that is called temptation. And all of these trials are actually a form of temptation. There's different types of temptation. We always think about temptation as the urge to sin. But temptation really can be any kind of a trial. It may not sometimes involve sin. But the Bible says that no temptation has overtaken you, has come your way, except what is normal to people. In other words, there's no unusual trial that comes. There's no unusual temptation that comes. There's no unusual problem that comes. Everything we experience is normal to everybody. But then it continues, but God is faithful. In your trials, God will always be faithful. God will always be faithful to provide your needs. It's amazing to me sometimes how a person will get into a situation and often they have no influence over the situation. They can't do anything about it. It just happens. And maybe they don't have the things they need. Adults sometimes get into these situations when they are trying to take care of their family and all of a sudden there's no money. It doesn't happen to everybody, but it happens to plenty of people. And God always provides for them. It's amazing to me. If you're a born-again believer, which you guys are because you believe in Jesus and you accept Him as your Savior, God always provides for you. He's faithful to do it. Israel, a long time ago, but it's still real, it's still history. Time doesn't really change anything. History is what it is. Israel had to live in the desert for 40 years. They wandered around in the desert. That means there was nothing there. And every morning, God provided them with food. Fresh food. Every single morning, God from heaven gave them fresh food. They were in a place where there was no water. And this was a problem, of course, because people need water. So God brought water out of a rock. Imagine, instead of going to a drinking fountain, you go up to a rock and this water is coming out. Well, that's what happened in Israel. God was so faithful that when there was no provision, there was no means to get something, He just brought it out of a rock. That's how able He is to take care of whatever your need is. If God has to, He'll bring it out of a rock. Now, nowadays, there's so many ways to get different things that it's pretty unusual for God to bring it out of a rock. It was back then too, but nevertheless, if that's what it takes, that's what He'll do. But also there it says that He will not allow you to be tempted. Now, if the temptation is for sin, a urge to sin, somebody is encouraging you to sin, maybe the thought comes into your own mind to do something that is sin, He will not allow that to happen to a point that you're not able to handle it. He will not allow it to happen to a point where you cannot say no to it, where you cannot walk away from it. You can always walk away from sin because there is no temptation that God will allow whereby you cannot walk away from it. He'll always give you a way to escape it. And if you do make a mistake, if you do sin, if you do that which is against what God desires, against His will, then He says in 1 John 1:9 that if you tell Him about it, He didn't say tell other people about it. You never tell other people about it. But tell Him about it. That He'll be faithful and just to forgive you that sin. Why don't you tell people about it? Because they can't do anything with it. The only thing you'll get them to do is think about you in terms of sin, and that trips them up. That's a stumbling block for them. That harms them. But you tell God about it. Why? Because He can do something about it. And He desires to do something about it. He desires to help you. If you fail and you sin, then God desires to forgive you. It's not just that He will forgive you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to clean you from that sin, from all unrighteousness. He wants to remove it from your life. Now, you may feel like you can't remove it from your life, but that's okay. God will remove it from your life if you come to Him. That's the faithfulness of God. That's the faithfulness of God. But you know, there's also a faithfulness of people. And God is looking for that. In other words, God will always be faithful to you. But in Proverbs 20 and verse 6, the Bible says that most people will tell you about their own goodness. But who can find a faithful man? They'll tell you, oh, I'm good. It's interesting, sometimes we go out and we tell people about Jesus on the street, and some of these people say, oh, no, I don't need Him. I'm good. I'm good. The Bible says nobody is good without Him, but they say, I'm good. Okay, you may be good, but are you faithful? Because God is looking for faithful. In 1 Samuel 13:14, in the second half of the verse, God says, the Lord has sought for Himself a man after His own heart. God is looking for somebody who's after His heart. In other words, God is looking for somebody who is faithful. God is looking for somebody who loves the things that God loves. God is looking for somebody who's willing to think the things that God thinks, that desires the things that God desires. That's what God is looking for in us. When we have that, we are faithful. Now, faithfulness, when it's talking about God, means that He's trustworthy and He's reliable. You can always trust what He says, and you can always depend on Him. He'll never mislead you, and He will never, ever fail you. Faithfulness, when it's talking about people, means trust and loyalty. You trust God and you're loyal. You trust God and you're loyal. Your faithfulness must always be to God first. Really, it's impossible to be faithful to people if you're not faithful to God first. Just like we can't love God in 1 John 4:20 unless we receive His love first, we can't be faithful in the same way toward anybody unless we're faithful to God first. Always be faithful to God first. In other words, always trust Him, always be loyal to Him. If no one else is loyal to Him, if no one else trusts Him, you trust Him and you stay loyal to Him. Why? God is looking for that. God desires that. That's what He wants in your life. God is looking for people who will trust Him and who will be loyal to Him. So you do that. You trust Him and you stay loyal to Him. In 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God in Him, in Christ, are yes and amen. Amen means so be it. If God gives a promise, And you ask yourself, God, will you do this, what you promised? God says, yes. When you pray, pray with the promises of God. In other words, when you pray, remind God of His promises to you. Because God will always say, okay, you prayed and you reminded me that I promised, so be it. It's going to be exactly as you asked because you brought Him His promises. God cannot say no to His own promises. In Numbers 23:19, God's not a man that He can lie. Men can lie, God cannot. People say, well, God can do anything. God defines truth. If it comes from God, by definition, it's truth. Because there is no deception in God. There is in people because they have a sin nature. There is no deception in God. He cannot lie. He is not a man. He is God. When He gives you a call, when He tells you a plan, when He gives you a promise, when He tells you go do this or go over there, He'll be faithful to you in 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is He who calls you who will also do it. Young people, God is extremely faithful to you. His faithfulness toward you will never end. Even after you die and go to heaven, His faithfulness toward you will never end. Let your faithfulness toward Him never end. A lot of people, especially nowadays we're living in some strange times. Weird things happen in the world nowadays. Don't let it bother you. Don't let it scare you. Don't be surprised by it. Don't even worry about it. You stay true to God. You stay faithful to God. You stay loyal to God. You continue to trust God, and God will reveal His faithfulness to you. Faithfulness is part of the relationship you have with Him. He'll be faithful to you, and you be faithful to Him. You guys understand that? All right, that's it for today.